I saw a thing. I know you've seen all of these except one. It was best slasher movies of all time. I was so upset. I saw the top 10. I printed the top 5. Friday the 13th, nor any of its sequels were on there. Come on. Come on.
I don't see how that, yeah.
That's my movie.
That's mine.
That's my one.
Did they make a persuasive case for the others?
Well, I like... of the others...
Did they define their terms? It's always important to define terms.
No, it just said best... I guess this is a movie where there's a killer. I'm looking at all of these. Killer with sharp weapon, slashing teenagers.
Typically not a hand, not a gun.
Yeah. Right. Slasher. Slash means knife to me.
Like Scream.
Number 9 was Scream. And I would have put that way higher on the list. Number 1, Halloween. Okay, I can't argue with it. Cannot argue. Great movie, 1978.
The Shape?
The Shape is Michael Myers, and that's a great movie. I loved it. Number 2, I have a bit of a problem with. I liked the movie at the time very much. It scared me to death at the time. Biggie reviewed it a couple of years ago and said, it does not hold up. Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. You did not give that a positive review.
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't think I didn't love it.
It's so dated now, and the effects are not as good as you think. But boy, in 1984, it scared me to death. Because you have to go to sleep, and that's where the killer is, in your dreams, Freddy Krueger. Now, they made a ton of them, and after the first one, I didn't care anything about it. But the second was terrible. But the first one I did find very scary. Still, I would have put Friday the 13th ahead of it. That's Jason.
Voorhees
and Myers.
And Mama.
But Voorhees, Myers.
Voorhees and Son.
Yes, yes.
Voorhees and Son.
That's what they should have called it.
Voorhees. You need one of those shirts, Voorhees and Sons.
Yeah.
Did they have a business?
Was she
a caterer? What did she do with
the... She cooked at the
camp.
That'd
be funny.
Mrs. Voorhees.
Like Voorhees and Sons Catering Company.
Yeah. I wonder how many people now would get it.
Well, you know, listen, I'm wearing my Friday the 13th Camp Crystal Lake shirt today. See that?
I love that shirt.
1980 yeah. Camp. I have two of them.
Okay.
Okay, one is blue and one is gray.
I have two.
And I was at the beach.
Did you pierce your nipple?
Not yet.
Not yet. One can wish.
I'm holding up my shirt so you can see
the logo, yes.
Camp Crystal Lake logo. And it's so awesome. It's like established 1935.
Yeah.
And,
is that all accurate to the movie?
Yes. And it says,
to the canon?
It says summer 1980. That's when Friday the 13th took place.
The camp never opened that summer, did it? Because the counselors were all murdered.
They were all murdered.
Did they try to reopen the following summer? I can't remember.
5 years later.
Canon. Okay.
5 years later. And even then in part two.
Do you think any parent showed up with station wagons? You know, news didn't travel as quickly as it does now. They brought their kids to drop them off at Camp Crystal Lake. Like, why is there police tape at the gate? This is weird.
Or, you know how parents are. They do know. And they're like, no, you'll be fine. I mean, what's the chance of this happening again?
Well, in part two, they go back. Now, part two of Friday the 13th is a counselor training center on the same lake, Camp Crystal Lake, but on the other side of the lake.
Okay.
And
but not summertime itself.
It is summer. It's like right before summer. And it's like counselors need to go back to basics and learn how to be counselors so that you can counsel later in the summer.
So in the storyline in all of the stories, he never kills kids, right? He just kills
counselors, teens,
18 up,
that's right,
16, 17, 18 year olds.
Exactly. In the first one, they're getting ready to open the camp, and it's Mama Voorhees who's killing all the cats. Because why? They have sex, they do drugs.
Should have been watching the kids.
Should have been watching kids. Jason drowned as a boy because the counselors were having sex and smoking weed while he drowned.
But he held his breath a very, very long time.
20 years.
You know, you'd think mom would be like, oh, Jason, you're back.
Nope. Jason.
She didn't forgive?
No, she didn't.
Or she...
He lived... She was dead. Yeah. He lived in a shack out in the woods. That's what we learn in part two. When they come back for part two, on the way out to the campground, two of them stop, or three of them, and they see a sign that says Camp Crystal Lake, which is on the other side of the lake. And one of them knows the story and says, oh, man, that's Camp Blood. And the other two are like, what do you mean Camp Blood? And the guy goes, you don't want to know this story. And then they just go right around there. You know, I mean, they don't even care.
Okay.
They're like, all right, let's go. He's like, yeah, we're on the other side of the lake from this place. That's in part two. But in part one, she reveals at the end, Mrs. Voorhees, that she was the chef for the camp.
Okay.
She was cooking meals when Jason drowned. Mm-hmm. The counselors were supposed to watch him every minute because he wasn't a very good swimmer. And instead, what did they do? Go back into their cabins, sexing, drugging, and that's why you can't do those
things. What were we supposed to be doing? Oh, that lady, the calf lady, she said something.
About her kid in the water. Oh, man.
Well, real dramatic type?
Yeah. Well, let's smoke a joint and have some sex instead, and then we'll get out there in a few minutes.
I typed in Voorhees and Son Catering. Does not exist.
Okay. I've got to make that shirt. I've got to make that shirt. She was a chef.
That's you and your sleepaway buddy can do it.
My sleepaway camp. Wear them. My sleepaway camp friend and I. And he knows how to make shirts. He made our...
Oh,
he can do it.
Call it some kind of slogan like the bloody best in town or something.
Yes.
He has the means of production.
Yeah.
Voorhees and Son.
It was just one, right? He didn't have a sibling?
Not that we know of. Oh, that'd be something too. That's what they should have come back with. What about his sister? You know, after he's gone. No, just the one. She says, as she's, now we realize she's crazy. In part one, she goes, Jason was my only son.
Okay.
So
it's Voorhees and Son.
Yeah, Voorhees and Son. And then she's like talking to him like, I'll kill her, Jason. Okay. It should be in the top five. Here's the other one I don't think should be there. Black Christmas is number three. Good movie. 1974. Good. Not great. Not better than Friday.
I think I've seen it once. It's okay.
Yeah. Psycho is number four. I mean, come on. Psycho's got to be higher on that list.
But he's not a pure slasher, right? I mean, that's his masterpiece.
If you're including it in slasher movies, it's the best of this bunch. Well, with Halloween. And then number five is... a movie I never heard of from the same year. Psycho was 1960. There's a movie called Peeping Tom, 1960. I thought Biggie could put that on his list next year.
Okay, yeah.
I've never heard of it.
No. You know, we've never done Black Christmas either.
Oh, you should. That's really good. You could do that if we're doing holiday movies this year, you should do that. Do Black Christmas as a holiday movie. Very scary.
I haven't sold it yet.
All right, we don't know if it's going to be done or not. That project.
Fold in prom night.
All right.
Well, now you're just getting silly.
Yeah.
That's right. Prom night's not bad, but they smoke a joint that is enormous.
Oh, yeah?
This guy's got a joint that's like huge and like 20 of them in the back of the van. I never knew what that was when I was a kid. I was watching. I was so young, I thought it was cigarettes. Okay.
All right.
Back to Biggie's review today. The movie is called Reanimator. We have a clip.
Herbert West is at the top of his class in medical school.
How can you teach such drivel? These people are here to learn, and you're closing their minds before they even have a chance.
What are
He's
you?
He's brilliant, but a little weird.
I've broken the 6 to 12 minute barrier. I've conquered brain death.
His experiments have always been unorthodox.
It was dead.
But lately, they're getting out of hand.
Oh, now I'm intrigued. He's bringing things back to life. He's the reanimator.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He is the reanimator. It's about a medical student who, as you heard, thinks he's found a way to bring someone back after that 6 to 12 minutes of death.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the timing. You got to get it just right. He has a very special serum that he puts in. But, of course.
It's got turmeric.
Ginger.
Lemon juice.
That's what I'm on.
Black pepper, cayenne. Mm-hmm.
That's my elixir that I'm on right now.
But of course, as you know, when you bring things back, they come back different.
Sometimes dead is better. We know that.
That is basically the whole thing here. We're trying to reanimate people.
Do we like the character? Is it sympathetic to him?
No, the character's kind of crazy. There are characters you do like. What I want to focus here is on... maybe the best boobs I've ever seen in a movie, horror movie in my life.
Oh, really? Do you see them up close?
Yes.
Is she dead and they bring her back?
No, she's alive.
Okay.
The actress's name is Barbara Crampton.
Jeez.
Okay. I went in on this, okay?
Yes, she did.
She is stunning.
I think you were trying to say stunning when you were saying Crampton.
Yeah.
Let's get our re-editors on that.
Let's get that.
The re-animator on that. Yes, I see where your mind is.
Okay. Yes, her name is Barbara Crampton, and her quote about nudity is, "Hey, get over it. I'm an actress. If the role calls for it,
yes,
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Good God bless the 80s.
Yeah. I love it.
I saw her standing up topless. You see that, and you're like, she's attractive. Maybe the best boobs I've ever seen laying down.
Really?
Yeah, she's laying down on the medical table.
Mm-hmm.
She's been captured by some of the reanimated corpses.
Yeah.
But man, the best boobs I've ever seen.
You're selling this one. I want to see this movie.
I was stunned. I haven't hit pause on any movie like this since Basic Instinct. And I could not get over how great her boobs were.
I love it. I love this review.
I know that's not supposed to be the focal point of this.
Right.
But right there, I mean, I just could not get over how... And she's gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
She's still alive. She's still acting. She's 66 now. Frankly, could still get it today if you ask me.
So she was 26 then because this was 1985. Yeah. I was going to tell you this. The last time I wore this Crystal Lake shirt in the grocery store, a woman came up to me and said, "Oh my God, were you there as a kid?" And she thought it was a real camp.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, "I used to love camping when I was a kid." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I went there."
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She goes, "Is that the year?" And I said, "Yeah." Because it says 1980 on it. And she goes, "And you can still wear it." And I said, "Yeah."
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if she Googled that later and was like, "My God, that guy's a psycho."
It was less embarrassing than admitting the real truth.
Oh, my God.
It's a shirt from a movie, from a camp that doesn't exist.